This is the BBC. From the book I Knew Terence Nuke by Eileen Beardsmore Lewisham, Tiddly-Doo Spot, we present the play I Knew Terence Nuke from the book by Eileen Beardsmore Lewisham.
It can be cold in London. Damn cold. On such a night as this, 80 years ago, a ragged idiot staggered into a 40-year-old fog-laden limehouse area.
It's me, folks. Neddy Seagoon. Another penny have I towards a plate of victuals for me poor half-starved 18-stone body. So I lay me poor old 20-stone head down on this 8-stone embankment bench. Ah, this is nice and soft.
Not call your line on me.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hello, hello.
Hello.
I wouldn't mind, but I got friends to see. They're traveling south.
You two men, what are you doing now?
What?
Come, move along now. That bench is for royalty of no fixed abode.
Constable, have pity.
Move along there before I belt you.
The moment, la guardian. I keep the time.
The voice came from a man with a military bearing, which he tossed in the air and caught. He emerged from the darkness and walked into the light.
Now, policeman, how would you like to join the River Fleet?
Oh, I'd like that, sir.
The stranger now turned his glance on me. He observed my shredded paper suit, my thrice-turned overcoat, and my toes sticking out of the end of my feet.
Down on your luck.
Why are you interested in me?
I run a rag and bone shop.
Looking for a manager?
No, I'm looking for stock. However, I have a friend of mine, a bank manager in the Bank of Twickenham, the Honorable Finn, Griffith Finn. How are you at mathematics?
I speak it fluently.
Touché! Touché! Well, take this tray and present yourself to him tomorrow.
Seagoon's wife was overjoyed at Ned's luck. He started work as a bank clerk with every prospect of becoming one.
My wages were 8 shillings a week, with an allowance of 3 shillings for each child.
This brought his money up to £80 a week.
That was the manager, Mr. Thin, well known in concentric circles.
Mr. Seagoon, how long have you been with us?
20 minutes.
What a splendid record of devotion and honesty. Neddy, and this is where the story really starts. Neddy, I'm putting you in a position of trust. You're going to be in charge of the gold vault. Here is the key.
Gold? Gold! Gold! Lovely gold! I'll be rich. No more rags for me. Gold! Gold!
I wonder if he's the right man for the job.
I decided to pinch the gold. Immediately, I backed a large horse-drawn motor van up to the front entrance of the bank.
Yeah, you come, park that there, sir.
Constable, how would you like to join the River Police?
I'd like that very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Now, carry on, Neddy.
Yes, it's a lovely day for carrying on, Neddy.
Right. Next, I carefully disguised myself. So cunning was my makeup, not even my own grandmother would have recognized me.
Hello, Neddy.
Hello, Granny. In this inconspicuous disguise, I took the gold from the vaults and loaded it onto the van. For 3 hours, I toiled back and forth.
Oh, Neddy.
Curses, I'm spotted.
Why are you wearing that leopard skin?
So that's why I'm spotted.
Tell me, where are you taking that gold?
I had to think of a good excuse.
You're stealing it, aren't you, Neddy?
Blast! Why didn't I think of that?
We will have to give you a week's notice.
Why? What have I done?
Nothing, but we're having to cut down on staff. You see, there's been a robbery. Do get that van started while I get my hat and coat.
You coming too?
There's no point in staying. There's more money in the van than there is in the bank.
Very well, we'll be partners.
Shake.
I'll give you my hand.
I gave him my foot. It was a fair swap.
Ying Tong Idle Eye Po.
Good, and for no reason, Max Conk Skeldry.
Huzzah! Ah!
Dishonored, Part 2. And this is where the story really starts. With their newfound wealth, Ned painted the town red. Then the first blow fell.
Eddie, bad news. The bank you stole the gold from told the police.
What a rotten trick. Here's nothing sacred.
Give yourself up, Neddy.
Give myself up? No, I can't break myself of that habit. What about the gold?
Leave that with Moriarty. And when you come out in 89 years, we will be waiting for you. Won't we, Moriarty?
No, I couldn't keep you waiting all that time. I mean...
Then you'll have to go abroad, won't you, Moriarty?
Abroad?
Of course.
But my wife, I can't leave her with 38 children.
Isn't that enough?
As they say in Paris.
How will I get the gold out of the country?
Well, you box clever there. You leave the gold with us, and when you return, we will be waiting.
I'll flee the country. We sail at dawn. Tonight! Within a week, we were on board a private yacht, sailing west, northeast, south. I stood in the pilchard with a spanker blowing through my hair and the salty bloaters spinning before the goblets. It's a man's life, I tell you. A man's life, I tell you.
I'm so sorry, Ned. Never throw into the wind.
Hello, Captain Finn. What's our position?
Desperate. I mean, I'll inquire. Navigator, can you restitute our position in the med? What's that object of the port beam?
Oh, what is that object of the port beam?
Good heavens, it's the Albert Hall.
You've been to sea before.
But what is the Albert Hall doing off Beachy Head?
More to the point, what is this ship doing in Hyde Park?
Oh, the sea's calmer here.
You idiot. What? We're 4,000 miles off course.
Nobody perfect.
Shut up, Michael.
Shut up, Michael.
I'm sorry, you can't park this yacht here.
Gentlemen, how would you like to join the Kensington Round Pond, please?
There ain't no such force.
What? You're the first.
Thank you, sir.
Good on you.
Dishonored, Part 3. In the Mediterranean, and this is where the story really starts, in the Med, the blow fell. One morning, Neddy was called to the captain's cabin.
Neddy, when you came aboard, I believe you deposited all the gold in the care of Moriarty.
Yes. Why, isn't it safe with him?
Oh, it's perfectly safe, wherever he and his rowing boat are.
The gold I stole? Stolen? The thief. Which way did he go?
I pointed a finger.
Has he gone?
Yes. Now let's go down and divide the gold, Maria.
And a good friend. And a good friend to me.
Oh, for the octopus! Oh! Meantime, I floundered alone in the Indian Ocean, unable to speak a word of the language. I saw on my back, side, front and knees, but I just couldn't get off to sleep.
Oh, I'm ask you to move along, sir.
Oh, it's you, Constable. I thought you were in the river police.
Yes, right, sir, Yun.
What are you doing in the ocean?
I've been promoted, sir.
Congratulations. Could you direct me to India?
Just follow the tram line.
Thank you. And so saying, I struck out for the shore.
10 miles he swam. The last three were agony.
They were over land. Finally, I fell in a heap on the ground. I've no idea who left it there. Approach of a high-powered horseless carriage with a long dongler attachment and a brown card with the word Fatang on it in Greek.
Oh, tightening. We are doing 3 miles an hour.
Married in our bed. Oh, dear.
Put the brake on, Min.
Doesn't suit me, Henry.
No.
Where is it, Hen?
It's in a brown paper parcel under my seat, Min.
Oh, dear. Stand up, then. Oh,
I can't stand up, motoring Min. Yeah, oh. I'll lose my leather control.
Oh.
Oh, dear, Min.
What?
The wick in the engine's gone out.
What's that? Oh, it's a young... You're a young man. What are you doing under that car, young man?
I'm not doing anything under your car.
Thank heaven for that.
Sir, I am Henry Muttering Cran. We are anxious to know if you need succor.
Yes, just what I need, a glass of succor.
Why don't you answer us, sir?
Hitting with on the conch, hitting.
What?
Hitting with a clean and a...
Are you both deaf? I've told you I'm weak from exhaustion. Of course, that's why they can't hear me. I'm unconscious.
You heard what he said. He's unconscious.
Yes,
unconscious.
Can't. Help me lift him up, Min. I'll take his head.
Okay.
And you, no. You go around the other side of his head. Yep.
Other side.
Oh, dear. That's right, Min. Have you got to the certain side?
Yes. Yes, Henry.
Now, here is Dishonored, part four. Tied to the back of Krun's car, Seagun was towed back to Pune, but the rope broke and left him stranded in the Indian quarter of Bombay.
What does the dirt-encrusted Saab desire? All the sensuous drinks of the Orient are yours. The panbidi, the toddy juice, the aromatic crab honey. Which do you desire, O wicked one?
Pot of tea, please. Oh.
Ladies and European-type gentlemen, taking your modern European-type partners for the English-style cabaret.
From this moment on, you for me, babe. Only two for tea, babe. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, you've got the love I need so much. You've got the skin I love to touch. You've got the arms to hold me tight. You've got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be flying high, babe. All our cares have gone. From this moment on. The love, the love I need so much. You've got the skin, oh, I love to touch. You've got the arms, those loving arms to hold me tight. You've got the sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be flying high, babe. All our cares have gone. From this moment, from this instant, from this magic moment on.
Second part of the cabaret, the mysterious Barabidi at an extra 4 rupees.
Good, good.
Oriental Queen will do the dance of the 7 army surplus blankets.
Here she comes, a creature of divine beauty. Indeed.
Into the middle of the floor sprang a creature who sent my pulses racing. One by one, the blankets fell to the floor. The lights went down. As the last blanket fell from the passionate creature, I moved to her side in the dark. What is out of a creature? What prompts you to dance in this den of vice?
I got on my colour in two, you know.
Nichols, you're not a woman.
I know that. I can't tell the manager.
Why not?
We're engaged. It's gonna be hell, folks.
However did you get here?
Well, that fellow Moriarty and Grand Papin, they threw me into the sea.
So there is some good in them after all.
I'm not a little mad at all.
Where are you, darling?
Oh, here he comes. Look out. Keep him away. The question is, what are we going to do now?
I'm going to clear my name and get back my self-respect. I'll join the Navy.
We'll be right back.
I'll join the army.
It's too damn noisy in the Navy.
Oh, no more curried eggs for me. So, you two naughty men want to join the Bombay Irish, do you?
Aye, Jockmon.
Aye, aye, buddy.
Well, it's a tough life, I'll tell you. Do you know what it's like to be in the thick of a bloody battle with bullets flying and sabres clashing?
No.
Pity, I was hoping you'd tell me what it was like. You see, I'm writing a book entitled Blood Knock VC. However, let us take the regimental oath. Are we ready?
You are.
Open your wallet and say after me, help yourself.
Help yourself.
Thank you. Next, do you swear to be brave soldiers?
Yes.
Never turn a back on the enemy?
Never.
Always speak well of a lady?
Always.
And respect the chastity of a woman?
Yes.
Have we got nothing in common? Still, we are in need of a couple of ripe steamers. You see, the red bladder is raising the tribes. He's got fresh consignments of automatic swords and a touch of the Rangoon craft thrown in.
Where's he get the finance?
Two international crooks smuggled him a shipload of gold saxophones.
Good time of Moriarty. Now that's the game. Wow. Sir, I have a score to settle. Let me go to the frontier.
Right, Highness.
Eddie Seagull. Am I a soldier now?
I've no idea. I only collect autographs, you know.
Major Bloodknock, sir. And this is where the story really starts.
What is it, Muriel?
Well, the red bladder is lighting fires all along the fireplaces.
What? Sigun, arm the men to the teeth.
Impossible.
No arms?
No teeth.
Then we can't fight.
Sir, I want a chance to prove that I'm a man. Clear my name and recover the gold. And capture Moriarty and Gritpipe Thin into the bargain. Who will ride with me?
Ensign Bluebutter will. Thank you. See, my sword is in my hand. Oh, the end's fallen off.
Little Jughead Bugler, blow the alarm.
That is what I say. Bloody alarm. Oh. Let me play another game, please.
This is no game, little drooping seat. Get mounted, lad.
Yes, my captain. I'm mounted and ready for the ride. I tell you, wait a minute. What is this in the saddlebag?
That's dynamite, lad.
Yeah, you're not starting that lock again, are you?
We'll soon know the valid truth. To horse!
Can I come too?
It's about time you came to. I made a little jackal.
Guess what I'm getting on my birthday?
Good. What are you getting, Echo?
I'm getting a bow wow.
I'm not getting a bow-wow. I'm getting a junior smoker's kit. Complete with coffee, ashtray, and licorice dogging.
Oh, I like licorice. My mother said that licorice gives you a good run for your money.
All that night I rode, and through the best part of the next day.
You left the worst part to us. A joke by me. My prunes are fumed.
And this is where the story really starts.
Oh, look, my captain, look. Points cardboard finger at thousands of savage, naughty men with bare, bumpy old chests.
The red bladder is 50,000 balloons.
Whoa.
Gad, we're outnumbered 20 to 1.
20 to 1? Time for lunch.
There's only one chance. Blue Bottle, ride to the crest of the crag and signal Major Bloodknock.
What is a mintage?
Tell him to keep two late dinners.
I will do it. I will. Ride, Butter, ride. Yeah, wait a minute. Cut in. In between me and that crag is a dirty big bar chasm with a 40,000-foot drop to the raging torrent below.
Fear not, little shivering nut. That Arab stallion will bound that chasm like a winged arrow.
Yes, it will. Get up, Devin. hear them sing. And I've been heard into the dreaded canyons, Platt-Fad, Zoe Brunfad, and several other rocket in Nutsam.
Welcome to the River Priest, little boy of mine.
Ah, you're the forces of evil Marinadin men. Thinks I know how to get rid of the dynamite. Mr. Marinadin, would you like a nice big long red cigar with a wick on the end?
Ah, oh, thank you, little boy.
Ah. Is it nice?
It's gone out.
I'll light it again for you.
Thought you'd like to hear it again.
Dishonored, part the last. Neddy Seagoon gives his all in battle with the Red Bladder.
Ah, that battle raged. I heard it all on the wireless, you know. Seagoon fought like a madman. How else? But alas.
On that spot is now a little white stone.
Yes, once a year, Min lays flowers on it.
The stone bears a simple inscription in Hindustani.
I haven't the heart to tell her that roughly translated it says, Bombay, 49 miles. Good night.